Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So today, we have another returning co-host from 2016. And this gentleman actually was on twice in 2016. So this will be a three-timer. And there's been a number of mentions of him. He's been bounced around regarding a new company that's been out there for a few months now. And I've actually become a customer as well as an affiliate of them. And his co-founder and co-boss in charge, I guess you want to call him, Vinny Tortorich, has been on as well. So without further ado, we've talked about him before. He's been on the show before. Welcome back to the show from Pure Vitamin Club, Andy Schreiber.
How you doing?
Dude, I'm doing great, sir. And I was just looking back over your history, and you were on, your first episode was back on 24, and then you're on again in 57. So
Wow. Now
you're in the 80s.
In the 80s, wow.
Well, in another month or so, I'll hit the 100 mark. And, you know, like I said, we're not even a year old yet. We're not going to be a year old till September.
That's awesome.
Two episodes a week. I think that's how you guys started off.
I think it was, you know, we're now at four a week and every other week, fifth, the kids show on Sunday.
See, that's easy, man. That's just, actually, it's probably more work for your editor than anything else. Like, you guys can just bang those little ones out really fast.
Yeah. I mean, they're short, but actually, you know, they still take a little preparation.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and actually, again, for our listeners, guys, what we're referring to is a very, very popular podcast that Andy is a co-host on a regular basis, and that's the Fitness Confidential podcast that was founded by Vinny Tortorich, and as well as Andy, besides Andy, we've also had on Anna Vocino from the Eat Happy Cookbook. She's also a co-host from that show, and I need to bring her back on, too. I think I've only ever had her on once, so I got to go back and check that out.
Anna's awesome.
Yeah, and her book is killing it, so.
Killing it. Absolutely killing it. I use it all the time.
I actually literally, what is one of our new favorite recipes? There was something regarding pancetta. There was something else. There was an egg thing they looked like little quiches, but you know, traditional quiche, there's like bread in it, and they figured out a way to make, she's amazing. She figured out a way to get grains removed from quiche.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm now in love with you because I love quiche. So.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Actually, she was back. Wow. She was way back. My first launch in September. She was episode 10.
It's time for a new one.
Yeah, we got to get her back on because I know her downloads are kicking up there on the digital book, the physical. But actually, you know what? I love Anna, but let's get back to you, man. You guys have been freaking busy, and I'm so excited to come bring you back on. Vinny has already been on. We've already kind of teased at it. It's now after June 1st. Today, we're recording this on June 8th, and you guys kicked off yet another product launch.
We did on June 1st.
Yeah. So, and I've already been, actually, I literally talked to you the other day on the phone, and actually reminds me, I got to log on tonight and try and figure out how to swap that. I emailed you guys at support because I couldn't remember what you told me over the phone while I was driving.
and you know what? If you send it to support and anybody who's hearing this who may already be customers, we were so overwhelmed with emails after the launch that it's now been a full week and I'm still like 150 emails behind. So
oh my God, yeah. Well, and here's a little tip. Did you guys put like a little how-to in the FAQ section? Because that's where I went earlier today to try and look for the instructions.
It's not in the FAQ, but at the bottom of the homepage, there is a link to an entire page on how to modify your subscription, because that's where it gets complicated. It's easy if you're doing a brand new order, you've never subscribed or bought anything from us before. But if you have an existing subscription, you're trying to modify it to change, to add something.
Okay.
It can be a little confusing. So we.
And for our YouTube watchers, I've actually brought up a little screen share for you guys. If you guys are listening on the podcast world, you can always go to the YouTube channel and check it out too. But I'm showing off the Pure Vitamin Club website. And you guys have been busy because I noticed the homepage has changed a lot, obviously, because you got to show off the new B12.
Yeah, well, we changed a lot of things because we wanted to update it, make it better, make it cleaner. We added a little video on there, which we'll update that periodically. But that one's going to be up for a while because it's a nice, good sort of primer on who we are and what we do.
Gotcha. Yeah, and actually, I was really impressed because I joke around with you how Everybody that I've since I migrated over to using Zoom like 40 episodes ago, I think maybe one time I had any kind of internet concerns regarding audio quality. So like one of you guys really need to convince Vinny to just let go of Skype because I'm tired of him complaining about it. And you, if you can convince that man to do video and YouTube channel content, there's no reason why he can't switch over to Zoom.
I agree. I love Zoom. I think it's much more reliable. Now it's going to be like a commercial for Zoom. I think it's more reliable and just more consistent than Skype.
Well, we're not really commercial for Zoom, but you know, hey, we're both hustling business people. We got podcast type content online. You guys are launching a YouTube channel. You're doing kid-friendly content and education. I mean, it's just, there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. We've been doing more video content. We have a new guy working with us who does the video editing, does an incredible job. We've done 4 videos in the past month, and we're going to be doing like 2 new videos a month. And they're really fun and they're informative. And that's going to be a regular feature of what we do.
Well, and I think that's a great idea because if you look at any of the stats online right now, they talk about how, oh, you know what? Great. We really want to start getting more video out there. And even though Facebook has become huge for their video, Facebook changed their algorithm so many times. You got to put stuff out on YouTube. And The beauty of YouTube is you can properly embed it into your website like you guys have done.
Right. And we call it content marketing. You're giving people, you know, free content, good content that is valuable to them as a service. And that does drive people to your business.
That's it. And it gives you, and plus, if people really like your content, they can subscribe to your channel. And even if they don't want to go back to your website, every time you guys punch out a new video, now they're being updated, just like the podcast world, guys. Again, to our listeners, if you're not subscribing to Live the Fuel and you're not subscribing to Fitness Confidential, you're missing out.
You are. Absolutely.
So I'm going to show you something here on camera.
All right.
I really feel like I'm missing something.
Hang on a second. I what are you showing me?
Right here.
There you go. Yeah, you are missing something.
Yeah. So we were just joking around about that. There it is. There's the blue label. I need the blue label.
You need the blue label.
I got black. I got pink. I need blue.
You need the blue. Yeah.
So real quick for our listeners, guys, like I started, and everybody knows I'm a health nut, and I truly try and educate people about why we have to be supplementing nutrients because of the, you know, really the poor quality of food. And that's why you and I have had you on before, because we talked about the multi-cap and we talked about magnesium deficiency. And then I love how you and Vinny joke around about how the only reason why you guys decided to even launch this company was because he wanted something for himself as well.
Right.
And
right.
Then it's like, well, if you're deficient, there's probably a few other people out there in the world that are also deficient or having issues with breaking certain nutrients down in the body, vitamins and minerals, et cetera. So
yeah, and every vitamin and every mineral has sort of different things that affect whether you're going to absorb it well or what, you know, whether you might be deficient.
Yeah, and that's what I love about how you and Vinny play off of each other. And I think this is very valuable for our listeners. And listen, guys, if you just found Live the Fuel and this is like your first episode you're coming across, like I said, go back, listen to the other episodes. You can just search for Andy Schreiber on my website and it brings up both episodes instead of going through the episode history. But Andy, you've got a great way of, I don't want to say dumbing it down, but I'll just say getting the understanding of the science and the technology out there. And if you want to geek out, I could tell you can geek out because you basically had to spend all this time researching it.
Yeah.
But I think it's important these people, like Vinny's backstory is good too, but like multicaps and magnesium. But let's jump into the B12 because you guys, I don't know, has anybody actually done, now that you've finished it and you've launched it, are you the only sublingual B12? I already know you're the only pure sublingual B12.
Here's the deal. And thanks for saying what you did. For me, the issue is I'm not a scientist. I'm very interested in science. And, you know, now as an adult, I kind of wish, you know, in high school, I had paid more attention to science classes because now I find it really interesting in a way I kind of wasn't turned on to it then. So as I research and study and, you know, consult with the chemists and, you know, the team that we have, I have to understand it. So I have to break it down into, you know, comprehensible bites. The thing about B12 supplements, if you're going to have problems absorbing it, it's based on the conditions of your stomach. That's the biggest thing. In order to absorb B12 through the stomach, it depends on your balance of the acid in your stomach. because you need that hydrochloric acid that's in your stomach to bind to the B12 to in order to absorb it.
And real quick on that, there are so many people, and a lot of our newer listeners may not have ever heard about gut biomes and gut health. But if you dug through all the diets, all the lifestyles, all the workout plans, all the nutrition, yada, 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 if you just had to find something at the core of your body to work on and improve, it's your gut biome.
It's your
because
gut
what you're just talking about right now, man, everybody's acidic levels, everybody's thrown off. Nobody's the same.
Everybody's thrown off. And if your acidic level and your stomach is thrown off, you're not going to absorb the B12. I don't absorb it because I spent years, before I went to NSNG, I spent years having acid reflux.
Okay.
So for acid reflux, I would take a proton inhibitor like a Prilosec or a, you know, Zantac or, you know, Nexium or one of those. If you take any of those, or even if you don't take them anymore, but you have for a long time, that changes the way your stomach produces acid, and you're not going to absorb the B12. If you take it in, you know, a capsule or a tablet that you swallow.
Which most people that I know of who use that are.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of other companies that produce a sublingual. A sublingual, I'm going to try to, I don't know if you're going to be able to see this because it is so tiny.
They are so tiny.
Can you even see that?
I can see it.
That little tiny pink thing, they're tiny. And you just, you stick it under your tongue and it dissolves. It takes literally less than 10 seconds. It's gone. It leaves behind kind of a little bit of a grit and just it just eventually goes away. What happens is it absorbs in through your salivary glands and goes right to your bloodstream. So it doesn't give the acid in your stomach a chance to even deal with it. So it's the most effective way other than a shot, you know, but a shot is super effective, but you know, it's who wants to go and get shots or, you know, you can self-administer, but not necessary.
Well, and the sublingual methodology, let's think about it this way. Like, why do people use so many things orally? Look at cigarette smoking. Look at actually when I used to be a firefighter, all these guys sticking the dip in the front of their like lip because they put it right up against their gums. Now, granted, that's not right under the tongue, but the whole point is they wanted that caffeine, tobacco injection, whatever you want to call
it. The nicotine.
Exactly.
Nicotine.
They wanted to get
it's
it in.
Drug. It gets it goes right into your system through the salivary glands.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So it's pretty powerful if you could speed that up when it comes to vitamin and nutrient timing.
Yeah. But here's the deal. You know, with our other products, they're capsules. So, you know, we make the capsule out of a very clean material. It's a vegetable-based cellulose, very clean. And then in that capsule, even though most companies feel they need to put other things, you really don't have to. It's going to hold it. The capsule's holding it all together. So you put in it what you want. With a tablet, the amount, even in this tiny, tiny thing, the amount of B12 that's in there is a fraction of that. Because B12 is measured in micrograms. So, you know, it's tiny, tiny, tiny amount. If you tried to take it without attaching it to something, it would just be like a little tiny bit of powder. There's nothing, you wouldn't be able to take it.
Well, and to help real quick for the listeners, like everybody's, well, I'm trying to get more people to read labels. So we see so many things in grams, milligrams, like help them understand a microgram. Because admittedly, I study a lot of science engineering, but I haven't heard that term in years until you started talking about it.
There are 1,000 micrograms in a gram. I'm sorry, in a milligram. In a milligram. So our tablet is 2,000 micrograms.
Which is a lot.
It's a nice big dose.
Yeah.
It's equivalent to 2 milligrams. Okay, 2 milligrams. If you saw 2 milligrams, you really wouldn't be able to see it. It looked like a little bit of dust.
Okay.
Okay. This tablet, the total weight of this is 110 milligrams.
Hmm.
2 milligrams of this is actual B12.
So the rest of the material is your all natural, I guess you want to call it, carrier, right?
Right. So this is the issue because you have to put it on something or you're going to have a speck, right? Up until now, literally, without fail, if somebody can correct me and say that somebody has done something else, I'll be happy to hear it. Manufacturers use one of two substances for the other 108 or, you know, it's not going to be exactly, but the mass bulk of what this is, they call it a bulking agent because that's what it is. It's bulking.
Like wood pulp.
That's one of the two things. They use one of two things. They use either lactose, which is basically the sugar from milk. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
and we know about how many people have lactose issues beyond just vegans.
Yeah. So even though we're not talking about a lot, we're talking about, you know, 100 milligrams or so. That's still a lot of lactose for anybody who's lactose intolerant. It's also a sugar. When you take the lactose out of milk, you're getting rid of the, you know, the protein and the fat and everything else that's in milk. You're having just the sugar. So it's basically a sugar that is made of milk. So, it, you know, for those two counts, it's no good. And for the third count, if you're a vegan, it's a dairy product.
So basically you just cut out a whole segment of customers.
Right, right. That's the better of the two ingredients that other people use as their bulking agent. The one that more people use than not is something called microcrystalline cellulose. This is where we're going to get a little geeky, okay? And people get a little confused because cellulose, you know, our, like I said, our capsules have cellulose. It's the capsule itself is made of cellulose.
Yeah, that's a good clarifier. I mean, so you are using different terminology and we are geeking out a little bit here, but I think that's important people to understand is that you still have to use cellulose, right?
Like, well, here's the thing. Cellulose is a very broad term.
Yes.
Cellulose is the main material in the wall of the, in the cell walls of plants. So essentially broccoli is cellulose.
I had a big old plate of it tonight.
Is cellulose, you know, a tomato is cellulose. So cellulose, very, very broad term, but there are lots of different kinds of cellulose. The cellulose that they use to make these tablets, if it's another manufacturer, it's something called microcrystalline cellulose. What that is, it's wood pulp. It's a refined kind of a wood pulp, but it's refined so, you know, intensely.
Of course.
That the particles are so tiny, they're actually called, you've heard of a nanoparticle?
Yes.
These are micro nanoparticles.
That's pretty heavily processed.
Yeah, so it's processed so small that what happens to those micro nanoparticles, they are so tiny that they float in and out of the walls of your cells.
I was going to say, you're basically penetrating a cell membrane if it's that small.
Yes, exactly right. So it's penetrating the cell membranes, going in, going out, coming in, going out, and then sometimes going in and then getting stuck. So you're inflaming parts of your body with this junk, this highly refined wood pulp, sawdust, if you will, that is inflaming your body and causing all sorts of problems.
Yep.
That's what people are putting in their B12.
Now that is and this is my own personal clarification because I'm on geek mode, that is what is found in solid pill form, correct? Like you wouldn't,
yes.
That's not in a liquid or like a liquid cap or whatever.
Okay. No, that's it. That's in these tablets.
Okay, tablet form.
Yeah, not just sublinguals, but a lot of tablets use that as their bulking agent.
Yeah, I wonder if that's in like Tylenol.
You know what? I'm not really sure what's in Tylenol, but it's in a lot of tablets.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible ingredient. So when we wanted to do this, you know, keeping our kind of mission statement that we will not put any junk in people's bodies, we had to come up with a replacement for either lactose or microcrystalline cellulose. That was the biggest barrier. There were others like how do you hold it together? How do you get it to flow smoothly through the machinery and all that?
And real quick on that. We talked about that on past episodes. So for newer listeners, like in case you never knew this, like Andy taught this to me as well. Like I knew there's machinery and there's always processing and they got to push that powder through somehow. But I guess literally a lot of these powders are so fine and so minute that they literally stick to the sides of the metal lines that they're passing through.
Well, so- they'll stick to it a little or stick to itself. What happens with the tablets is without something to kind of lubricate the process, you know, a tablet manufacturing machine is different than an encapsulator. It has to actually press these into with little pins that kind of, compress the material and so it holds together and then punch it out, right?
Yeah, like a high pressure press,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So what happens if you don't use something to kind of smooth that process, the powder, as you're pressing out, punching out the little tablets, starts to accumulate on the pins, and then it slows the machine down. And literally after like a couple thousand tablets, which is only, it's 90 tablets in a bottle. So, maybe 10, 12, 15 bottles, the machine stops. So it needs something.
So not very efficient.
Not very efficient. So we're going to get to that. We're going to stay in geek. I'm try to get out of geek mode as much as soon as possible. Because but it's really important.
It is very important. I mean, again, to our listeners, like guys, like you have no idea what's going into what you're putting into your bodies.
people would be like, you know, they'd be puking if they knew what they've been putting in their bodies.
No.
So challenge number one: what can we use as a bulking agent that is not junk? That might actually even have some nutritional value. Now, there's a thought. Instead of putting something that's just there because you need something, let's put something that has some nutritional value.
Yeah, but that sounds like it makes way too much sense.
I know. I know. But the thing was, this was hard to figure out. This took a long time, and we were working with our manufacturers, and it was really a joint effort to try to come up with this.
Now, did this take longer than you trying to figure out the perfect formulation of the magnesium one? I'm guessing it did, but...
It did.
Okay.
It did. What we came up with was calcium. Calcium is something that you would take on your own. Because it's good for you. Now, if anybody's thinking, great, I get two supplements in one, I get my B12 and a calcium supplement. Not really, because it's not a very high dose.
Right.
You're only getting 22 milligrams of elemental calcium in this, meaning, you know, the calcium that's in, it's calcium citrate, which is one of, you know, it's a perfectly fine form of calcium. It's a good nutrient. People take calcium citrate supplements for their health.
Do you know how citrate is sourced? Because like I always teach people, like they have no idea that there's literally calcium in broccoli. And people are like, really? There's calcium in broccoli? I'm like, yeah, there is vegetable sourced calcium.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, calcium with citrate is literally made with, you know, with citric acid.
Yeah.
So that's what's binding the calcium together. So it's, you know, 110 milligrams of calcium citrate winds up being 22 milligrams of actual calcium.
Okay.
So that's what's in there. So you're getting 22 milligrams of calcium. That's not a huge amount of calcium. It's not like if you need a calcium supplement, this is going to replace that. But rather than taking that, you know, refined wood pulp that's inflaming your cells, or lactose that's giving you, you know, sugar and milk materials, you're getting a nutrient. Okay. Excellent choice. And it's compressible. So
yeah, how did you guys figure that out? Did you guys have to like literally test the compressibility in a lab, I guess, or?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, pretty much. And then it was a matter of, you know, you can compress at different levels of pressure. We went through several kind of experiments. We compressed it too hard, you know, too hard. And then you wound up with like a little rock that just wouldn't dissolve. Mm-hmm. Didn't compress it hard enough. It wouldn't hold together. You found the right amount of pressure with this. The other thing is it will compress without a binder. That's another level with a tablet. You don't have with the capsule. You need with the cellulose and with lactose, they, no matter how hard you compress them, if you don't put a binding agent, it won't hold together. You'll press and press, and then when you push it out of the machine, you just got powder. So they use usually like some sort of a gum, like a guar gum or an acacia gum, if it's a better product. If it's not,
everybody's using some sort of gum to hold anything that's gummy or bound together. Yeah. If you read the ingredient list, there's always some kind of gum.
Some sort of gum. You know, a guar gum or an acacia gum, those are vegetable gums. It's not the worst thing in the world. But some of the others will use some sort of a polysaccharide, a sugar-based gum, or they will use a synthetic polymer, basically just like a chemistry set glue to hold it together. So this doesn't need any of that, okay? The third thing it needs is the lubricant, okay? And we've talked about this before. It's an ingredient you'll find in most supplements, whether it's a capsule or a tablet. They use something called magnesium stearate, which is the most common kind of lubricant or flow agent. And the problem with that, sometimes you'll see it as stearic acid. It's a slightly different form, but same thing, is it has two issues. Number one, it can suppress your T cells. And you know what T cells are?
Yeah, that's not good.
They're the main line of defense in your immune system. And this is not going to cause huge suppression, but it is going to have an effect on your T cells. The other thing it's going to do is it contributes to what they call a biofilm. So we're getting into gut health again. Mm-hmm. It creates kind of a film in your gut that will prevent the absorption. Of your
nutrients. Definitely don't want that.
Yeah. So those are the two issues with, that's my puppy. She's in the next room and she's not happy about it.
Oh, I can tell. I mean, if she's quieter, bring her in. I don't care. I'm a dog lover. So, I mean, I've occasionally randomly had Calvin, you know, bark once in a while. It happens.
The door that's closed. Yeah. So we're going to bring her out. She's not happy. She doesn't like being locked up.
Well, as long as you don't, as long as we don't use any more doorbell sounds, I think we're all right.
Yeah. No more doorbell sounds. No more. Hi, Mimi. Okay, girl. So that was another challenge because we tried to do it even without any kind of a lubricant, and it didn't work. That's what the machine gummed up. So there is an ingredient that we found that you'll find this in a handful of like higher end organic and a natural product. It's something called calcium laurate. Okay. It's
you not said a warate?
Laurate.
Laurate with an L. Okay.
Yes, L-A-U-R-A-T-E. It's not as efficient as magnesium stearate, but it doesn't have any of the negatives. It's made of calcium and lauric acid, L-A-U-R-A-C acid.
Gotcha.
Lauric acid is a medium chain triglyceride. It's a fatty acid.
Oh, we like MCTs. I love that. Yeah.
This is the same kind of fatty acid that you find in coconut oil. So essentially, it's like mixing coconut oil with calcium, creating kind of a dry lubricant. That is what's used. So it has no effect on your immune system. It has no effect, no biofilm. It's as clean and natural a product as you can put in there to make the manufacturing possible.
Oh, coconut is an amazing, amazing thing.
Yeah. So essentially, the three ingredients in this product are the B12 itself. In, by the way, the preferred form, which is the methylcobalamin and not the cyanide-laced cyanocobalamin that a lot of cheap supplements use, calcium, and another form of calcium that's got a little bit of lauric acid in it to help smooth everything through. That's it. Hmm. No colorants. If you notice when I held this up, it's slightly kind of a pink color.
Like a pinkish orange or, yeah.
Yeah, because... cobalamin, vitamin B12, is naturally red.
Right.
So when you mix it with the calcium, which is white, it's like when you accidentally drop a red sock in with your whites and you're washing and everything turns pink.
Sure.
That's what happens here. There's a little bit of red from the cobalamin naturally with the calcium. You get this pink tablet.
Which cracks me up because there's vitamin companies out there that bleach all their vitamins and then they go and add food coloring back in. I'm like, why didn't you just leave it? And that's all marketing. It's like, guys, just leave it the way it was.
Just leave it. You know, this is a fine color. All those other sublinguals will also, they're assuming that you're not going to take it unless it's delicious. So they add, you know, a peppermint flavor, they add sugar, or they add, you know, an artificial sweetener. So you'll see mannitol or sorbitol or sucralose or some sort. It's going to end in all or os, you know, because it's going to be a fake sugar. And then, you know, the artificial flavors, the cherry flavor or the orange flavor or the, you know, mint flavor. So, you know, our little slogan about these is we're not going to sugarcoat this for you.
I do love that tagline. That was a great job with the marketing.
Thank you.
That, guys. As a marketing guy, I got to give you props. So
thank you. I love that when we came up with that. These are vitamins, not candy. They're not tasty. You know, they leave a tiny, tiny little bit of an aftertaste, but nothing unpleasant, and a little tiny little bit of grit. You know, these are for grownups. If you want candy, you know, get your Skittles.
And the sad part is there's adults who treat their vitamins like candy and they're consuming.
Well, I want the
gummies.
Gummies.
Yeah. What the hell? Yeah. I was like, 12? Man up.
Yeah. Gummies and mints and chewies and, you know, all sorts of things. No, these aren't candies. These are vitamins. You're not supposed to taste like peppermint because anything you're putting in there is now an artificial ingredient.
So let me ask you this, because we've been geeking for a little while. What is the deal about that then? Like, people just stop thinking. It's like, guys, you want to take vitamins and minerals because you're trying to get healthy, but then you're going to shortcut it and get them in gummy form. I don't care how good the marketing is. Like, just think about that for a second. Like, I'm eating my vitamins and minerals in a gummy bear.
Right.
What the hell is going through people's heads?
You know, I think that they just, it's easy, it's convenient, they're marketed aggressively.
That's what I don't understand either, like convenient. I open this bottle, I'm going to shake them, I'm going to open the bottle. I'm going to take the pill out and I'm going to pop it in my mouth and I'm going to take some water and it goes down. That's it.
I know. Look, I can't justify it because I don't believe in it. And that's why I do what I do.
Yeah.
But people do. And they like the fact that it tastes good.
Yeah.
I'm not in the candy business. I don't want to give you something that tastes good. I want to give you something that's good for you.
Well, and a quick lesson, actually, because I will go ahead and, you know, I joked around about this, but my now fiance, last time you and I talked, I originally started using your products because I wanted to give her something simple to use because to help with her sleep habits and get her the magnesium. Yeah. And she's like, well, I don't like swallowing pills. And then I finally followed up with you on the second episode. And I was like, and you're like, why don't you just crack the capsule open?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. So, I mean, for our listeners, guys, like, if you don't like swallowing pills, just crack the capsule open and put it in like a tea or something. I put it in water, but if she doesn't like water. So I said, well, then here, I'll make you a nice tea and I'll just dump it into that. I mean, I don't think that's not bad, is it?
No, not remotely. It has neither the magnesium nor the multi-cap has much of a flavor when you do that.
Yeah.
The multi-cap will turn the water slightly orangish.
Sure.
That's from the vitamin C.
But you see that in the pill form anyway. The magnesium is white and the multi-cap is like a yellowish
kind of
color,
like
already.
A little yellowish, yeah. The magnesium is not going to turn it any color, but both of them, because they have citric acid-based materials in them, will taste like very, very slight hint of like a citrusy taste.
Okay.
Very pleasant, very mild. With the sublinguals, you know, you're not swallowing anything, so you don't have to worry about that. But yeah, we do that. I get a lot of feedback from people with kids, mm-hmm. and you know, the kids don't like swallowing pills, and we don't recommend this under 8 years old. But you know, kids over eight, go ahead and you know, dump it into their water or whatever they want to drink in the morning.
Well, it cracks me up because they're out there buying these crappy manufactured cereals and everything else, and then like oh no, this one's fortified. Fortified just means they liquefied some vitamins and minerals and sprayed it all over that crap that they're making because it's not a whole real food.
And
this goes back to what we're talking about here with what you guys have created too, is even the whole real foods are nutrient deficient because we've raped our soils. As a kid who grew up on a farm, I know that. The food is just nowhere near where it was when I was a kid, and I'm turning 40 this year. So guys, like, yeah, you should be supplementing, especially here in the States, especially here in the U.S., you got to do it. So if you're going to do it, find a quality product.
And that's right.
Stop eating your damn gummy bears.
Yeah. Did I tell you we're coming out with our own gummy next week? No, I'm kidding.
You're killing me. Unless you never found the most natural form of ingredients ever to create a gummy, you would blow my mind.
Never, ever, ever, ever going to happen. No.
Hold on. Can you create some vitamin infused Villa Capelli?
Actually, funny you should mention, and this will be actually breaking news.
I mean, Villa Capelli is already really healthy as it is, but so.
I'm going to go ahead. I wouldn't have brought this up, but since you did, I'm going to. You know how some vitamins, B12 is a water-soluble vitamin.
Yes.
Okay. There are other vitamins that are oil-soluble, fat-soluble.
Yes.
Some of the vitamins that are fat soluble are best delivered in oil filled, they call them soft gels.
Yeah.
So you know, like a vitamin E or vitamin D, you know, sometimes you'll see them in these oil filled.
Yeah, actually, I've got a CoQ10 that I take from my nutrition company I use. And it's like black colored. It's not attractive at all because they didn't bother adding any crap in. But I mean, they don't have your claim to fame on like absolute purity. But anyway, yeah, it's like a squishy, you know, it's not gummy. Right. It's just a soft.
No, it's squishy. It's just a little.
It's like a liquid gel or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing a line now of products that fit that mold we're going to do a vitamin D with vitamin K. We're going to do eventually an E and a CoQ10.
Nice.
And we are contracting with Villa Capelli. Those are going to be filled.
I brought this in for this episode because I listened to your show and I'm like, we're all lovers of Villa Capelli. And I knew you went over there. And I was like, because I know about fat soluble, you know, nutrients, and I'm like, how crazy would that be if they're actually working on something like this? Like, that'd be crazy.
Yeah. So I did go over there. I went to, they live, Villa Capelli.
In Puglia.
It's in Puglia, which is southeast Italy.
It's pretty much like Southern Butte, right? It's down there.
It's way down there. It's just above the heel of the boot.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous there. It's just unbelievable. And
oh, it's on my travel list. I want to go
incredible.
There.
Villa Capelli is surrounded by olive groves because that's part of the what the property is. So it's just all olive groves as far as you can see. And so I looked at the way it's all processed and went into intense discussions about all of this. And this is another conversation for another time because it's a long, geeky conversation.
Oh yeah, this is going to take a little while for you guys to create this project. So
no, not just that, but how olive oil is produced and what passes for olive oil in this country.
Oh, we can have we've talked about that on plenty of other episodes too, and that I'm still trying to get them on. Actually, when I posted the engagement on social media, Steve actually commented on it, and I thanked him, and then he wrote back. He's like, I know I keep saying I'm going to come on the show. He's like, things have been crazy. I'm like, hey, here's the registration link. When you're ready.
Steve is the greatest guy. Steve and Paul are two of the greatest guys you'll ever meet.
Yeah. And I love their YouTube video content because they're still using stone grinders to crush the olives the way it was always done. There's no heavy manufacturing or processing.
Right. And not only that, but they, like a lot of olive oil companies wait until the olives drop before they harvest them. Mm-hmm. They do it the right way where they're actually picking them from the trees at the exact right moment of ripeness. They do it exactly the right way. Olive oil here in the States, you can see olive oil and extra virgin olive oil.
Mm-hmm. Which has all become bloated marketing terms.
Yes, because even extra virgin olive oil, the rules around what you can call that are so lax that you can get a product that's actually only like 25 or 30% of it is actually extra virgin olive oil and the rest is crap. And you can call it extra virgin olive oil.
You could be there because, and again, for our listeners, guys, he's not talking out of his butt. We literally have talked about it on Fitness Confidential. We've talked about it on my show. And if you don't believe us, go read. It's basically a documentary book or listen to it on Audible. It's called Extra Virginity. And it talks all about the racket. And it talks all about how it's not regulated by the FDA, which is why it's become such a widespread concern. Most of the product you guys are buying in the store is crap. So
yeah. Essentially, I was talking to a guy actually this morning who's a customer of Pure Vitamin Club, and he called about something else. And he brought this up because he is actually an olive farmer in Northern California.
Wow.
And so he knew all about this, and he, was joking about with us about our support for,
What did he have to say?
Oh, I mean, he's from everything he told me, and I absolutely have no reason not to believe him. That I know that this is true. There are good guys in the olive business here, in the olive oil business.
Sure.
And you can get, good olive oils. You know who makes one of the best domestic olive oils you can buy?
Hmm. I know it's not Bartoli or whatever the heck they're called.
No. Kirkland that you buy at Costco.
Get the hell out.
That's one of the better brands you can buy. If you're going to buy a domestic olive oil.
Where are they sourcing it from? I heard Anna mention this before and I thought she was crazy.
No, it's absolutely true. They're one of the better and purer versions of olive oil. You can still not Villa Capelli.
No, it's definitely nothing. That Puglia pinch, that little peppery aftertaste. Oh, it's so good. But how could they possibly do that? Because I want to know where Kirkland is sourcing it because they sell it in large volume containers and it's Sam's Club of all places or whatever. So it's like you guys are moving major volume.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know where they're sourcing it, but I know that it is.
It's a good runner up.
I get my Villa Capelli.
Oh, yeah.
The only unfortunate thing about what we're going to do is you won't be able to taste it because it's so delicious. But the difference is how... the nutritional value of what's going to be in those capsules, those soft gels that we're going to do. That's the stuff, man.
That's the garlic. And I'm still trying to get the freaking lemon, but it's on back order.
I haven't gotten the garlic oil.
Oh,
I think I have to get that.
Oh, tonight I steamed my broccoli. And what I do is I drizzle some of that into the water for the steamer.
Oh my
so
God.
So it infuses that garlic taste right into the broccoli.
Okay, that's nuts.
Yeah. My girlfriend's like, isn't that kind of expensive? I'm like, I don't care. When it comes to my food, I want to enjoy those flavors. So
yeah.
And I eat a mound of broccoli. So yeah, we're geeking out on this, but this is because like when you put, this is about health and wellness, guys. This is how you do the lifestyle. Like when you put good shit in your body, it works. It's like, yeah. Wow, like this is what it's supposed to taste like.
Right. Right. That's the deal. And so that is the scoop from this episode is that we will be doing some products. The first one later this year that will be made with the liquor pellet.
I already thought we had a B12 scoop because this is right after your launch and most of people don't even know about it. I guarantee you, because a couple of my listeners have already used my affiliate link on the website and because I started seeing the affiliate things emails now finally working now. And I know that when they hear this, they'll be like, what? I don't know about a B12.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, the response has been so off the hook that we literally, you know, we were being kind of cautious when we did our first production run and we did a fairly limited number of units because we wanted to see how it would go before we, you know, invested in a giant run. We launched it, you know, midnight on Thursday. And by 8:30 that morning, I was ordering on another run for five times what we did the first run.
I heard that on the most recent episode with you and Vinny, and I think it was the three-way. It was you, Anna, and Vinny, and you pretty much brought up how you basically had to call the foreman or whatever, like, hey, man, double production. And and I guess Amazon's been working really, really well with you guys. Again, for our listeners, guys, you actually go to livethefuel.com and you click on resources and the logo is right there. Click on the logo, you know, click on my affiliate link and you can go there and buy stuff. So throw me a solid and just use the link. But to be fair, the stuff is for sale on Amazon. You know, it's a little bit more expensive because they want to give you the best deal through their site or through my affiliation. But in the end, it's, you can find it on Amazon.
Yes, it's more expensive. Honestly, it's because we have to pay, you know, a fairly high percentage of that sale goes into fees to Amazon.
But you can't beat the free marketing and the brand exposure. It's I know why you're on there.
And what's happened, which was kind of our thinking at the start, and for anybody who's, you know, in the online sales business, e-commerce business, or thinking about doing it, our strategy with Amazon, we didn't even really think we were going to sell all that much on Amazon. As it turns out, it's a very significant part of our business now. But the part of that strategy was let's introduce to a much wider audience on there. And I know when I shop on Amazon, if I like something, I will sometimes then look, well, where can I get this for less money? So people, if they, oh, I really like that Pure Vitamin Club, but let me see if it's available anywhere else. They're going to find our website. And they're going to become subscribers. And that has worked really well. I've talked to a lot of people who came to us that way. They were searching for a magnesium or searching for a multiple. And they found us on Pure Vitamin Club. They liked what they read. They ordered it. And then they made their way to our website and they've become subscribers.
Well, and I love that too, because you give everybody both options. If you just want to buy retail, if you end up loving the stuff, I mean, I'm a subscription guy. So when I started using your product, I was like, I'm just going to do the bundle and do the 90-day resupply auto ship, because that's how I do almost everything nowadays. I know once I got something that works, automate it. And it works perfectly and you get better pricing.
That's right. That's right. You know, we build in the incentive. That's we're not giving away any giant trade secrets here. This is, you know, that's marketing 101.
Oh, that's why I'm excited to upgrade my package from plan B to plan C and throw the B12 on, because admittedly, I don't know if I was really ever, because I'm a paleo ketogenic guy. Like I'm eating my meats and vegetables and everything else, but I'm sure it can't hurt to give myself a little extra B12 bump because I haven't run all the blood panel testing to know even where my vitamin levels are at. That's on the to-do list. I just haven't had time to do it, but I want to run one of those geeky tests.
You have to ask for that specifically. If you just get a regular blood panel at your doctor, they're not going to run B12.
They do like the basic heart analysis stuff, your cholesterol, all that crap. Like, really got to dig deeper.
Testosterone they'll do and all that kind of stuff. Maybe they'll do a PSA. I don't know.
Yeah. No, the next one I'm running, I'm actually going to be running it through, because I had on the show, I'm trying to get him on your show, but he's the author of The Paleo Cardiologist, Dr.
Cool.
Jack Wolfson. But anyway, he has his own little, like you can go on his website, order one of their approved blood panel tests in it, and they send you the swabs and all that stuff. So But the point is, like, you don't know.
I've done it. I wanted to, I wanted to test myself before and after, using RB12. And you can go online and find labs that you can just make an appointment. You don't have to go to a doctor. My B12 tests cost $49.
Yeah. That's for specifically just for a B12 test.
That was just a B12 test. You pay for it online. You show up at the lab without an appointment, with your little receipt kind of a thing. And say, I'm here for my B12. 10 minutes later, you're out of there, with a little Band-Aid on your arm.
Yeah. See, my next run, I'm doing like multi-option. It's going to be a few hundred dollars. Like, I want to get a full workup done because I believe in knowledge is power. And it'd be cool to see, hey, like me being a health nut, really, where am I? I've already done the 23andMe DNA testing, so now I want to add in that blood result and see, how all that comes together.
I did that 23andMe. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, and the cool thing is nowadays he is happy. The 23andMe is now, you can now send that in and get all different kinds of other results and all the different kinds of other tests done off of that and an original test. So they've really expanded the offering. So.
Yeah, I think it's really cool.
But that's what we're talking about here, because again, I mean, I think from the B12 piece of it, even though you gave us this cool little new fat soluble, like little nugget of knowledge happening here at Villa Capelli, and I'm excited for you guys because I think you guys as companies would work very, very well together. But why, besides the whole absorption thing, have you guys done any analysis or research on the market? Do they have any idea on percentages of how many people are legitimately deficient in B12? Is there any kind of data?
Yes, there is data. We talked about this on the webinar.
I missed it. I was out mountain biking. I'm sorry.
It's you can watch it actually still on YouTube.
Oh, never mind. I will cue that up.
But no, it's interesting. About 9% of the population is deficient.
Okay.
Clinically deficient. But on top of that 9%, there's a low normal range that if you're in that low normal range, you're not maybe technically deficient, but you're going to show some of the symptoms. So you might not show the more serious symptoms, but some of the fatigue, the muscle aches, that are associated with B12 deficiency, you're going to show some of that if you're in that low normal range. And 39% of people are in the low normal to deficient range.
Well, and so then we have that little niche. What was her name? There was that long-term vegan vegetarian that was just on the show, and she was basically being very transparent and honest about her changing her lifestyle back away from that because of the years and years of dedication. And like, I had no idea she was getting death threats and all kinds of stuff. But most importantly here is she admitted that she literally had permanent like spinal damage.
That can happen. Yeah.
I think it's actually relating. Was it relating to B12 or the magnesium?
I didn't listen to that episode.
I think she was talking about the B12 because you don't.
That sounds more like B12 because you can have long-term irreversible nerve damage from not having enough B12.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, basically, people. I mean, this great lesson to you guys is that you can't find B12 in vegetables.
No, it does not exist in any plant-based food.
No, it's an animal-sourced item.
Yeah.
Which how do you get around that for the vegans and vegetarians?
You have to take a supplement.
Right, but I mean, because you have to manufacture the B12. That's where it is.
Yeah, okay. because it's water soluble, it's not stored in the liver. So you have to, continually supply yourself with it.
Right.
So if you're not getting it in your food, which you're not if you're a vegan, and there's nothing wrong with being a vegan, but you have to be aware of that. You have to supplement. Now, they say fortified foods, but that means you're eating like breakfast cereal and, Wonder Bread. That's the kind of stuff that's going to be fortified.
You're consuming, here's the best part. You got your fortified sources with vitamins on them, but unfortunately it's carried with excessive sugar and grain consumption, which is now just going to trigger other forms of inflammation of the body.
And they're going to use the cheapest form of the vitamins available. So, that's not a way to get it. And they also showed these same studies showed that people aren't getting enough. If they are deficient, you're not getting enough from fortified foods. You're also not getting, if you're deficient, this is the most interesting thing. If you're deficient, you're not gonna get enough just from increasing your dietary intake from from meat and fish and dairy and all that.
Interesting.
If you are deficient, the only way you're going to get it back up is with supplementation, whether it's a shot or, you know, an oral supplementation, you know, like ideally the sublingual. And yeah, the other one, they do also like a nasal gel. They squirt this nasal, you know, but
That doesn't sound enjoyable at all.
I have a thing I can't stand. Like if I have a cold and people say, oh, try nose drops or something. Like, no, I can't. Their nose spray.
Oh, yeah. I've done that one time. First of all, it makes your eyes water and you get like
makes your eyes water. It goes into the back of your throat. I just hate it. Yeah. So, you know, some people don't mind the nasal gel. It actually is not the worst way to get it. Sublingual is still the best.
Well, again, just referring to the salivary absorption.
Yeah.
You've already explained that to us.
So that's just the best way to get it. And as I said earlier, not to go back to being like a promoter, but nobody has done what we've done, which is to use a nutrient to carry the B12 instead
of. Oh, no. We're going to promote that. It's okay. Yeah. I don't give a crap. I mean, that's why I wanted you to come back on. I tell people all the time, like, yeah, I'm like I told you, you and I have talked about this before. I have my own nutrition business and Isagenics. And I'm like, people are like, but why are you promoting another company? I'm like, dude, if somebody's doing something right, and there's a lot of people who are kind of like baby stepping their way into things. So not everybody might be ready for my level of nutritional assistance. And you guys are keeping things very lean, very clean, very simple. And this is why it's like if I cared about people's health and wellness and fitness, that I'm going to send them to the best options available to them. So, hey, if they're not ready for what the other thing I have, like, guys, like, at least do this. Okay. Like,
yeah.
Cover the basics. Okay. These are essential. The multi-cap, these are essential vitamins and minerals that you need to be taking. If your body does not make them, take it.
Right.
The magnesium. Hello. Magnesium is required at the cellular level for our mitochondrial health. These are literally at the cellular level, your power plants, your cells are little power cells, and you need to have magnesium, and everybody's deficient in magnesium. I don't care who.
Pretty much everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. And now B12.
Yeah. So now
one last little clarification. Am I going to get improved energy off of B12?
This is the biggest misconception.
Because people hear B and they don't understand the difference. Like B complex, B12, B6, whatever.
Well, there are 8 B vitamins. Okay. 8 out of the 13 essential vitamins are considered in the B vitamin family. If you are getting enough B12 and your blood, you know, plasma levels of B12 are plenty high.
Okay.
You're not going to get more energy. It's not like speed, you know, B12 isn't Red Bull.
Right.
Okay, so it's not going to be like in this instant shot of energy. The reason people associate it with energy is because if you are lacking in energy, you're feeling fatigued, you're having kind of dragging like that because you're B12 deficient, then it's going to restore your energy. It's not going to give you energy. It's going to restore.
So we're talking about basically rebalancing. We're not looking for necessary gains. We're just trying to get you back to your normal levels.
It's not Red Bull. It's not caffeine. It's not going to be this jolt of energy unless you are deficient. And that is the reason that you're fatigued. If you're fatigued for another reason, you've got some sort of an illness, a metabolic issue. You're not sleeping enough. Those are all reasons you can be fatigued. If you're fatigued and don't have the energy you want because you're B12 deficient or in the low normal range, then it will make the difference. But it's not speed.
Okay.
And that's what some people think.
Well, no, this is why I just really popped back in my head, because a lot of people don't know. They think, oh man, you want some vitamin rich energy, take your C's, take your B's, and it's very general. And you should be careful about that. That's why it's good to clarify this. And again, to our listeners, guys, he and I are not registered dietitians or nutritionists or MDs. But to be fair, most of them have no freaking clue about this anyway. So it's not like you're missing out. I would rather listen to Andy, because he's actually spent a lot of time studying this crap so they can figure out how to build a good company.
I study this stuff all the time, because once I finish one product, then I'm on to the next and I'm working on that. So right now I'm studying 2 other compounds to make sure that when we introduce those products, that we're doing the very, very best that can, not just that we can do, but that can be done.
Okay. I love that, man. So besides everything we've covered here today, was there anything else that is hidden in the agenda, or that you've been missing out? Because we haven't had you on in a few months, but I mean, you already kind of gave us a little tease with the Villa Capelli thing, so I'm so excited for that. We've definitely covered some B12 updates. Again, to our listeners, guys, just go to livethefuel.com/resources. You got the little Pure Vitamin Club logo right there. If you don't want to do me a solid and click on the Live the Fuel website, then hell, go to Pure Vitamin Club directly. I don't care. Go to Amazon, whatever. So, but for your benefit there, Andy, you guys have been doing so much, and I'm so proud of you guys. It's so awesome to be able to like just be able to like hang out and talk to you guys and just keep catching up and seeing the latest wins, you know, along the path. And it's got to feel good, right? Like,
it's really exciting. And, you know, we've had a lot of hiccups on the way to getting here and hiccups after there was a problem with the coupon codes and a lot of people, their orders were placed with the coupon code, but then by the time it got around to being charged onto their card, it was without the discount. So I'm getting emails saying, what happened to the discount? And I'm saying, oh, I'm so sorry, but you know, refunding the value of the discount because we want to make everybody whole. So, you know, there have been hiccups, but our customers are the best customers in the world, and they understand, you know, that we'll bend over backwards to make sure that our customers are satisfied. And we've just been so gratified by the response to what we do. And the people that tell me, you know, every day, the difference that our products make in their lives. And I'm fully expecting that we'll hear the same thing from the B12 as well.
Well, this is awesome. Well, I got to tell you, everybody that I go to these self-development events, professional development events, they talk about along your journey, along your life, build businesses, build projects, build charities, whatever you're doing, build something with purpose. It doesn't have to happen today. It can happen tomorrow. Luckily, you guys are already in the middle of doing this right now. So right now, along that concept of purpose, the last time you were on this show, all of our co-hosts, I always have you guys close out the show with a topic or something that's really high level about what Andy Schreiber and everything you guys are doing is trying to leave behind. So you guys already gave us a fun tagline regarding the whole sugar and it's not candy and vitamins and everything else. But I mean, has your messaging changed for you individually as a co-host? Like, is there anything new or moving forward now with all these gains you guys have done? Like, what's your message right now moving forward here the rest of this year that maybe our listeners want to remember about you?
I can tell you exactly what it is, because I remember last time, you know, in general, one of the things I talk a lot about is that, you know, if you can dream it, you can do it, and not to be held back by fear. But where I'm going with that now is that whatever your most recent achievement is, you know, enjoy that and relish it, but don't rest on that, because it's too easy to get complacent. And yeah, I've done that and that's great, and now I can kind of sit back. No, if you're on a roll and you've got stuff that you want to do, keep moving forward, keep building on it, keep improving, keep finding new ways to stoke that fire.
Well said, sir. So there you go, guys. I mean, and hang tight, Andy. I want to give you a proper goodbye when I'm done with the recording here. But guys, listening to his words, okay? You're on digital content, so rewind 30 seconds if you have to and listen to it again. Stop being complacent. If you're on a roll, keep moving, man. Stoke that fire. Stay fired up. Keep hustling. Keep getting after it, all right? Because they're doing it over at Pure Vitamin Club. We're doing it here at Live the Fuel. This is what we're trying to do. We're here to help you guys keep living the fired up epic life. So hang tight. We'll talk to you guys again soon. Hey there, Live the Fuel fans. Quick commercial break. Before we close out the episode, just wanted to give you some extra tips and tricks before we send you on your way. So again, thank you again for listening to the Live the Fuel show. I hope you got a lot out of this recent episode. More importantly, please subscribe to this show if you haven't subscribed yet. Stay in touch. Get me some feedback. Submit a review on iTunes or Stitcher and get us the voice of you, the listener, so we can build this content back into the show and make sure that I'm actually taking you, the listener, into this design and future as Live the Fuel grows. So again, subscribe, submit a review, stay in touch. Heck, on that point, go visit livethefueltank.com. Livethefueltank.com. That will take you to the link to our private Facebook group community where you can join and I can stay more in touch with you going forward outside of the podcast world. All right, last quick little piece here for you guys, some extra value. One, go to livethefuel.com main page. You'll see on there we have our free resources guide. If you are looking for free content and not having to pay for it, consider getting on my email list. You click on the button, send me my copy, get your Super Sevens resources guide. There's over 21 of my favorite online resources that I built into this little electronic guide for you guys. There's no cost. It'll just be emailed to you just by hopping on my email. Again, just thank you for listening. I want to give you some value. Second piece of my little extra nuggets of knowledge, if you want to call it this, is go to the resources section on the site. In there, I have three columns, health, business, lifestyle. And two, right off the bat, that I want to make sure you guys are taking advantage of is number one, eatpillynuts.com. And number two, villacapelli.com. Their logos are on the site. You got a big bowl of nuts there. And you got a cool big V, Power V logo. Both of those, if you use the discount code FUEL, F-U-E-L, you will get 10% off at checkout. So take advantage of that, please, and thank you. And more importantly, there's other companies linked on there. My nutritional and health alignment with Isagenix since 2010. The Pure Vitamin Club company for their kick-ass magnesium B12 and an awesome multi-cap. There's some additional business resources on there. Number one, Singularis IT. I go mountain biking and road cycling with the founder. This is a legitimate IT company. I don't care where you are in the world, you can use their services. We're talking about serious white glove level services. I've moved all of my IT solutions over to them, and I outsource them regularly for any future and onboarding clients down the road. And lastly, but not leastly, David Studio. If you have no clue who this guy is, guess what? He is my new audio engineer. This is the guy I've been having making it happen behind the scenes. I found him through the Fiverr world. So if you search for David, D-A-V-I-D, Studio on Fiverr, you can track this guy down. But guess what? He's also on the Upwork platform. He's on the People Per Hour platform. You can search for him through his real name. I've never literally physically met this guy or talked to him in person. We have been just met through the online world. But if you search for E-M-I-N, that's, I believe, pronounced Emin, and Fikic, which is F as in Frank, I-K-I-C, you can search for him in Upwork, People Per Hour. Oh, more importantly, just go to Fiverr like I did. But if you are a podcaster or somebody just looking to get quality audio engineering, this is your guy. So again, guys, I'll let you get back to your day. Thanks again for listening to Live the Fuel. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.